Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
I don't know. I think I'll maybe get to this tomorrow. It's such a nice day out. I think I should go either play golf or maybe play golf and then sit on a patio. You know what? How many times have you heard your sales team say that? Or heard yourself say that? Let's face it, accountability is hard because discipline is hard. But a high-risk, high-reward job in sales has to come with a high level of accountability. And top performers in all professions, not just sales, but all professions worldwide, always have a high degree of accountability, either to themselves or to a great sales leader. Because let's face it, without accountability, you are training your sales team that there is no consequence for consistent underperformance. So thanks for joining us today. This podcast is all about accountability, because this is where I see sales leaders fail. They don't hold their sales teams accountable to the goals for their organizations. When you hear as a sales leader people say quotas don't work or commissions don't motivate, that's a sure sign that there are no consequences for missing targets and that poor performance is being enabled by an organization. I say to sales leaders all the time, if you don't hold your sales teams accountable for hitting their targets, and you allow month after month, quarter after quarter, year over year, for people to hit a low level of performance, half their quota, three quarters of their quota, you are complicit in their failure. And in essence, you really have lowered the quota system, or you have no quotas. Your job is to find solutions and not allow your sales team to have excuses. So what do you do if your sales team is underperforming or a sales individual is underperforming? How do you hold them accountable? If your sales reps aren't hitting targets after two quarters in a row, I believe they need to be put on a performance improvement plan. With coaching, you will learn very quickly where the problems are, and by addressing those problems, you'll see improvements. Hopefully. Everybody rises to the challenge of a performance improvement plan differently. Now, lowering quotas may be another option, but only if you have proof and confidence that they were just too high. But don't be too hasty in reaching that conclusion. Just because people aren't hitting their quotas on a regular basis doesn't mean it's impossible. What's critical for you to understand is, are they trying and failing because they don't have the skills, or are they not trying at all? I call that the difference between having an ability problem and a willingness problem. A third option is to fire the poorest performer. Now, I know that some of you might find that a bit harsh, but let's remember that selling is a performance business. Just like running and all kinds of professional sports teams, firing probably shouldn't be your first course of action. But if a performance improvement plan or lowered quotas have been unsuccessful, then this is a legitimate solution. Think of the cost of not taking action. If your better performing sales rep sense that you're allowing poor performance from the team, they all become demoralized and think, well, if all I have to do is 1.5 million in sales and I can still keep my job, why am I going to bust my butt to do 2 million? Performance will drop to that lowest performer. The last step that you can take in terms of holding your team accountable is to implement performance management and coaching. Coaching needs to be an ongoing process. And in a previous podcast, we talked about investing the time that's required. Of course, the last thing you want to do is only coach when there's an issue or a challenge. But you need to implement other performance coaching when you have team members who are being ineffective in their sales roles. Holding your team accountable will ensure that they implement the ideas, the tools, and the resources that you provide them and change to meet the demands of their market. Doing so will ensure that you have a profitable sales year.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.